Welcome to the Business Spotlight. I'm Terry James. We're here with Paul Coppola on site at the Mercer County Fair. And Paul, I don't see any bats flying around here.
Well, actually, if you look out toward the cornfields, probably about 8:30 this evening, you'll probably see a ton of them flying around.
You look for those?
I do. I like to watch them. They'll fly over the cornfields because you have a high number of mosquitoes and different bugs that are around that kind of floral. And they like to zoom in, and that's their feeding ground.
There's a video that we just put online, too, that you can take a look at. We're looking at the Merchants Building. We didn't find any evidence of bats, but again, the things to look for?
Well, is you're going to look for wide open spaces. Not wide open, probably a break in the soffit area. Sometimes it's going to be along the fascia area of the soffits where that fascia piece kind of wraps under or up in the corners. The other thing that you're going to look for is their sebaceous oil, where they leave the it's like a dark, almost look like a tar smudge near the opening. If you see something like that, for sure they're coming and going from that area.
What if you have livestock? I mean, we're here at the fair. There's a lot of different livestock here. Does that make a difference on whether you have bats or not?
No, not really. Livestock does bring in more bugs. Flies like to swarm, you know, so it does attract them, but it doesn't. If you're going to get bats, you're going to get bats. There's no one thing that is bringing them closer to your area than another. Unless you're in an area where you have a high density of like mosquitoes and things like that, yeah, you're going to have a lot more bats. But other than that, everybody in Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Wisconsin, just infested with bats. So they're just everywhere.
They're a fan of the Midwest, I guess we can say.
Oh, yeah.
And you're a fan of getting rid of them safely.
I am. What we do, it's a humane way of getting rid of bats. We are not allowed to catch, contain, kill. We can't disturb the bats in any way purposely. What we have to do is we go around the home or the commercial property, and we seal up all the little nooks and crannies. And then we look for the spots that are their access points, like we just showed on the building here.
You can watch that video online.
Yep. Correct. And you'll determine that as the access point. You'll look for the signs, and then you'll put a one-way door. It's a device that creates a one-way door, so when the bats go out to feed, they can't get back in. And that's how we exclude them from a home or business.
We're talking with Paul Coppola, Bat Migration Association in New Boston, 309-889-BATS, 309-889-2287. Great to have you at the Mercer County Fair this year. You going to ride some rides, have some fun?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get out here with my daughter later. We're gonna have a hoop of a time.
There we go. We love it. But, you know, when we talk about different animals, different pests, those sorts of things, there's always a way to solve it. And you're happy to take those calls and talk to people about it.
Definitely. Yeah. Give us a call. We'll do an inspection. We'll let you know if you have bats. If you don't have bats, if it was a circumstance where, yes, maybe you left the screen open and a bat just happened to get in, or if you got an infestation. Most of the time, we get up into the attic and we check it out and we can determine if there's an infestation or not.
And the one thing you mentioned, too, that I want to bring up again is that if you see a bat inside your house, that may be because it was pushed out of its environment.
Correct. The odds are that you left the screen open and it's just one bat and it's just that circumstance is about 1 out of 1,000. You're mostly looking at if a bat is flying around the interior of your home, you have a pretty good infestation in your attic. There's a colony that's rooted into the attic, and one of the bats has gotten, for whatever reason, pushed out and into your home, into your living environment. So that one bat is usually anywhere from 30 to 100 more bats somewhere else.
Well, we want to get that checked out and get that problem mitigated as soon as possible. Bat Migration Association, Paul Coppola, where can they call?
They can call us at 309-889-2287.
That's 309-889-BATS. Easy to remember. Enjoy the time with your daughter here at the fair.
Sounds good. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, Paul. All right. This has been the Business Spotlight.